98.1 KZE on the line with me. It is always a pleasure to chat with Heather Thompson from Button Ball Barn, who has just told me that she actually likes this weather, so I don't know if we can be friends anymore. I'm sorry, Heather.
I know we're skiing buddies, MK. It's so good to be here with you. But, you know, I like the hot heat of summer, too. And bring it on. 4th of July, it really marks the beginning of summer. It's here. Nobody can deny it. So let's bring it in, gangbusters.
It's true. We're in the thick of it, so we might as well enjoy it. So what's going on at the barn? How are you staying cool? What do you have? What's keeping things hot? Tell me all about it.
Yeah, I love all of that because we're cool and we're hot. You know what I mean? And this weekend for 4th of July, I'm really excited. We've got Wanda Houston and the Rejuvenators in the house, a local favorite for people here in South Berkshire County and all of Berkshire County. And so for those of you in the Hudson Valley who have not heard Wanda Houston, come over to the Berkshires and check her out. We also have the BTUs, which is another amazing local favorite band. It's a red, white, and BT blues bash.
That's a mouthful.
We're rocking out. Yeah, isn't it? Rocking out with them this weekend. And we also have our house party with DJ Soren.
That's
so
amazing.
We clear out the tables, we get the laser lights going, and the barn turns into a club. And so we've got three totally different genres of music happening all weekend long, and the restaurant's wide open, and I was just trying out some of Chef's specials a minute ago, and I'm excited to receive everybody. I really feel like summer's here.
Ooh, what's on the menu? Can you give us a sneak peek?
Yes. Well, he just gave me, I was tasting his new chicken skewer, which is on the special tonight. So it's just a great item for when it's hot out like this. It's just a nice light. It's a grilled tomatoes, some grilled onion, the chicken skewer. He has it under a really nice, like, white sticky rice. This is light. So he's delicious. And I was also tasting a peach cheesecake.
Ooh, okay. Yep, I'm in. I'm in for both of those things. And looking ahead, you've also got some really cool shows coming up in the next couple of weeks. I want to highlight Marty Bush, country singer-songwriter Marty Bush. He's amazing.
He brings such a heartfelt, honest kind of country western vibe. I, you know, if you're a fan of Kris Kristofferson, you know, Marty brings it straight from the plains of Kansas. You know, Kansas. I just love, and I like real-hearted country western. Don't you, like MK? Like if you hear it.
Absolutely.
I want to hear it.
Absolutely. I think, you know, there's a growing respect for, like, real, you know, country music from the heart. You know, I think the country music tried to go astray for a little while, and I think there's still, you know, there's a lot of that, like, auto-tuned pop country out there, but, you know, just a good, well-written country song, I think, you know, nobody can deny that.
I know, and in July we have a little bit of that, because we have Maya Sharp also, and she's an acclaimed singer-songwriter for the likes of Bonnie Raitt, Trisha Yearwood, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's
I love Maya Sharp.
I love Maya Sharp, so that another, you know, I find that to be, you know, kind of country, but, you know, with 9 albums, I mean, she's like an international touring experience. When you see her perform, you know, she just hits all of it. And then the other one is Miss Paula and the Twang Busters, who's coming up toward the end of July. She's like a high energy mix of country western, swing, and honky tonk. Like, she's like jukey boogie woogie, you know. She's like twang and sass.
So that's the kind of country you can dance to.
Yes, that's right.
Absolutely. Exactly. And you've also got one of our favorite recurring guests here on KZE, Brad Cole and Bossa Blue. We love Brad.
See, that's really the music of the collective Bossa Blue. It's an unforgettable evening when you have Brad Cole in the house. And, you know, he's also performed at some of the country's most prestigious venues. So we're thrilled to have him at the barn. And then we've got one of y'all's favorites, our signature concert of the summer, our Dash Rip Rock.
Hey.
So excited to have them in Friday, July 24th. They're in the house. They're legendary, man, rock band. Right?
This is, so you're really doing an incredible job with the booking here. Has it come to a point where it's kind of running itself? And I mean, I know it never runs itself, but are you getting inquiries, or are you still curating the lineup yourself? Like, how is it working now?
Those are great questions. And I got to hand it to my partners in crime, Doug and Jonathan, who are tirelessly working on the booking. It does not just start to write itself. there's so much that goes into obviously the moving of the calendars and, you know, the moving parts of people on tour and how to grab them and, you know, and then to curate it, you know, not to steal a word from the art world, but to curate a weekend where you have something kind of for everybody and you can come in and have a singer-songwriter, but you can come in and shake your booty all night long as well.
Yeah.
And so thank you for that compliment, because we've spent lots and lots of time and energy pouring through, yes, inquiries that we get. People call us up and they stop by the bar, and I had this guy write me a note last night. We had open mic. I want to talk about that. We have one of the most legendary open mics here because the barn has been around for so long, for decades and decades. It's been a live music venue. Mm-hmm. When you open the doors to open mic, the type of talent that walks in, MK, is so exciting to see, because, you know, you'll have someone who just really loves to play the guitar and gets up and write some songs, and we're an opportunity for them to come out and actually perform and do something they love, and that's real community. And then you have people that kind of kick your door down, and you're like, where did you just walk in from? And so we decided to do our first ever open mic competition at the barn.
Oh, amazing.
And I'm really, really, I know, isn't that exciting? And, you know, the winner, there's going to be three rounds. So the first round is Wednesday, July 22nd, if people have their pens.
Mm-hmm.
So round one, you sign up that night. We can take about 20 people a night. The top five will move on to the next round two, which is Wednesday, August 12th. Same thing, come and sign up. We'll pick the next top five, and those 10 will move on to the grand finale, which will be September 16th. And it's going to be, we have our new open mic champion trophy we just made.
That's so fun.
There's going to be an opportunity to open for some of our amazing singers that are coming through the barn. And then obviously an opportunity to stay here with us at Button Ball Inn and eat our food and drink our booze and do all that on us. So lots of fun stuff like that coming up.
That's a blast. I love that idea. So yeah, that's the first annual Button Ball Open Mic Contest. And I'm sure there's info on the website, but starts on Wednesday, July 26th. And that is such a blast.
22nd.
Yep. Sorry. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, just all summer long, you've got so many exciting things happening. Should we talk about Encounterfest, or is it too early?
Yes. No. Well, Encounterfest, I'm glad you actually brought it up. So that's our first, this will be our second annual Encounterfest. And that was the first real yard party we had at the barn, where we opened up the property, which is this beautiful, gorgeous, spanning 11 acres, with yard games and badminton and, you know, face painters and yard parties and, you know, fun vendors and stuff, where you just open up for like kind of a festival community. And
yeah,
we pick this day because Encounterfest, for those of you who haven't been to Button Ball, and for those of you who have, we've adopted the alien as our mascot.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because here in Berkshire County, South County, in 68, there was an actual recorded alien abduction where there was eyewitnesses that saw the kid get sucked up into the UFO and taken away. And so leaning into folklore, we've named it now our second annual Encounter Festival, and we have our alien statues out and lots of fun games for family. And we do our silent disco, which I feel like you and I have talked about silent discos before, MK.
Oh, yeah.
And we have live entertainment. And then, like, of course, we're going to do a New England style clam bake for Encounterfest, because clams look like saucers.
Oh, I thought it was just because, you know, Massachusetts and seafood, and
exactly,
I was happy
too,
to just roll,
like,
with it.
Yeah, I know. So just roll with it. And, like, you know, don't shuck your clams all around the property, but they do fly like saucers, look like saucers. And then we're going to follow that up with our Oktoberfest at the top of October. So talk about getting late, but we're planning it all, MK.
That,
you know,
is amazing. You guys are so busy.
All about bringing the community together and the music together. We want people to come here and relax and enjoy and laugh together and celebrate summer at Button Ball. That's really what it's all about. We got the good food, we got the good music, we got the good libations, and we got the good people. So, and we got the good Berkshires. So
it's
what else
all
more
happening.
You
guys really do. You got it all. And yeah, thank you so much for giving us the update. It's great to chat with you. Is there anything that we missed, Heather?
I mean, you got to just go to buttonballbarn.com, and the whole lineup is there. You can see everything, like, flowing, as long as we have it booked, and we're still filling in dates here and there, but lots of amazing fun things. Even our burlesque shows, which are really fun, we've got that coming up in July, and we've got some great tribute bands, from Dead tribute bands to Bob Marley tribute bands, Joni Mitchell tribute bands, Elton John tribute bands. I mean, we really, Journey tribute bands, like Steely Dan tribute bands, like those are so much fun. So there's something for everybody here at Button Ball, babe. That's the way it is.
Fantastic. Button Ball Barn, thank you so much, Heather. It is always a pleasure to chat with you. And stay cool or stay out warm in the sun, whatever you prefer.
Yes, stay cool and keep it hot, MK.
That's the way to put it. Thank you so much, Heather. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Thanks, now.